Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found you. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm blessed, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never
knew my heart
could feel again. You see, I was so hurt, never knew the pain.
Time and time again,
but I'm in this place.
in this place. If you're in a place of peace, if you're in a place of safety, if you're in a place where you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has been your source, He's been your provider, He's been your way maker, He's been your caretaker, He has been your all in all. You ought to give Him a praise for being in this place. What a beautiful, beautiful psalm by Tamla Mann. I tell you, I marvel at the gifts of God. You know, He said in His word, He gives us according to our several abilities. If you have a gift, if you have a talent that God has given you, share it. Share it with the world. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with your family. Amen. Share it everywhere you go. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 say, I am not ashamed. See, you can't be ashamed of this gospel. Amen. You know how excited we get when God has done something miraculous in our life? Amen. We want to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Well, if you don't perform a miracle every day, the very fact that He wakes you up each and every day, guess what? That's miraculous in itself. Because He could have X'd you out, but He said, no, I'm going to have mercy on my child today. So I thank God that I'm in a place of peace. I'm in a place of safety. Amen. So we welcome you today to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where I am your host. Amen. I tell you, I was talking with one of my girlfriends and just saying how the Lord has blessed us to be able to come and minister on this line for almost 4 years. You know, this is an assignment. I take it seriously. I don't take God's mercy and His grace and even His favor for granted. Glory to God. So we're just so excited. We're closing out this week with a bang. When I say bang today, I'm saying believe and never give up. That's what bang is to me. Believe and never give up. Amen. I had to exercise my faith this week. I was tried. Hallelujah. How many know you're going to be tried? But your faith has to be exercised. And we're just so happy today to have with us, hallelujah, one of God's chosen, one of God's finest. He's out of school on fall break. You know, when I was coming up, they didn't have no fall breaks. But we're just so happy to have with us today none other than the one that we love and adore, the young man whom God is just grooming and whom God is showing favor to. Amen. This boy is anointed. Amen. And he have chosen to live a life for the Lord. And it's a blessing when you can find young people that would dedicate their lives to the Lord. Amen. And this is what this young man has done. And we all know him as Prophet Chaz. Amen. So we're happy to have him with us today. He's no stranger to Blog Talk Radio. He's no stranger to our listeners. We love him and we appreciate him. God has also blessed him to have a prayer line that he does also weekly. Amen. So God is yet grooming him. Glory to God. So we thank God for him on today. So we're not going to prolong the time. We're still out taking care of some business, but we wanted to be able to come on the line and have him to just speak a word to our heart that God has given him. So we're going to ask him to open up with the word of prayer and whatever God has given him on today to speak. Amen. We're going to let him do just that. I see Pastor Gloria. God bless you. Woman of God, love you. Amen. Amen. So it's now into the hands of Prophet Chaz Bradford. God bless you, Chaz.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Amen. Let us open up with a word of prayer. In, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, God, I pray that you use me under your power, oh Father. Use me to bring a rhyming word from you, O Father. Use your people to receive and believe on today, O Father. Father, for you know that I am not a stranger of the gospel, O Father. Father, somebody need healing, O Father. Somebody need a miracle, O Father. I pray right now that you let them receive it, O Father. But all you said in your word, you said, if I be lifted up, I draw men unto thee, O Father. Draw them now, O Father. You said, blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of God, nor sitteth in the seat of wickedness, but does he meditate day and night, planted by the rivers of water, O Father. Father, I pray right now that you use me under your prophetic, O Father. Somebody coming to get a message, O Father. And when the message is over, let them receive and believe. And I pray and I say, amen. People of God, today the topic is on the power of God. And the definition for power is ability to do or accomplish, ability of doing, accomplish things, something. Well, people of God, we know that. What I want to use is, how did God create the heavens and the earth? God created the heavens and by his power. If it wasn't by his power, we wouldn't be here on this land today. God created the waters and the oceans and the trees and the living things by his power. If it was not for the power, we wouldn't be living today. These things are made by God's power. How do you think that a shifting of the atmosphere is going to take place unless God did not use his power? How do we know that? Because you know that every he woke you up every day of your life, it was by his power of God. If it was not for his power, we wouldn't be in the land of the living again today. We got to realize, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Because of the power of God, we would not be in this day or in this season or in this year, but it was by the power and the grace of God that brought us back to another day. As we realize, how do you think that God put food on your table and clothes on your back and shoes on your feet and a roof over your head? It was by the power of God. We got to realize that our ministry just don't build up on its own. It is by the power of God. If God say you shall go forward, you shall do what I say, it is by his power that comes from out of his own mouth. Why did you sing that Mary had a baby named Jesus? It was because she knew that his name was Jesus, and they hung him high and they stretched the wire. Why did they hang him and why did they stretch a wire? Because they knew that he would have power in his hands. You better know that when I look back over my faults and see where the Lord has brought me from, all I can say, it was by the grace of God and the power of God, because I wouldn't be here on this occasion, because it was by the power of God. Why do you think that the devil keep on attacking us? Because the power of God is delivering us in our ministry. And it was not for the power of God, we wouldn't be riding our Cadillacs in our cars. We wouldn't be riding and going places. We wouldn't be getting ministries. We wouldn't be buying a church for our home. It was by the power of God that let you do these things. Why do you prophesy and tell people things? Why? Because it was by the power of God and the vision of God that he gave you. Because if it was not by the power of God, we wouldn't even know how to do none of these things. That's why the Bible said God can see everything and do everything, because the Bible said that God does not fail. We know that the power is a power, and you cannot change that, because if God say, I create the heavens and earth, if I create the birds and the bees,
in his hand. God can do anything. He may not do it when you want him to do it, but he gonna do it when he get ready. The Bible says he may not come when you want to, but he's always on time. Why don't these miracles and blessings form? Because if it was not for the power of God, we wouldn't even know Jesus. We wouldn't even know God, but we know him because we are saved by his blood. Why they whip them? Why they beat them? Because of the power that he had. 3 days later, he rose from the grave with all power in his hand. You better ask somebody. You better look in the Bible and see what the Lord has done in this season. If he healed the blind man, he can heal you too by the power and the grace of God. Why don't we know God has power? Because we have not seen it, nor did we hear it. But we know that the grace of God and the power of God has created heaven and earth. Why do we got a shift in coming? Because God wants his power to go all around the world. God sent his disciples to preach to the nation. How do we know that? How do you think that God walked on water? Because of the power that he had and brought you out of. He opened the doors that were shut that you could not see. He brought you out of the darkness and put you into light. How do we know that? Because of the power of God. The power of God is on this line tonight, on today. You better ask somebody. You may not hear him. You may not see him, but he's on the line. He's moving. He's working his way through of this world. He's working through the hospitals. He worked through the nursing homes because of the power that he had. God can do anything. The Bible says that God does not fail, nor sleep or slumber. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today? The devil keep on attacking us and turning us around. But if God did not have power, the devil can do anything he wants. Lay your prayers on the altar. Lay your situations on the altar. And watch, the power of God will change it around. That's what he's getting ready to do. Change some things around. Because of the shifting of the atmosphere. God put everything that he had, everything that he done, because of the power and the love that he shared. They talked about Jesus. But because of the power, he used his power. And he said, forgive them for what they knew not they do. Yes. That was the power. If he gave it to the disciples, he can give you some power. But oh, when the power releases, it's going to bring forth. Psalms 116, Romans 116 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ and his power. It is power. No one can change his God's power. You better know that the power of God is on the Blog Talk Radio today. The power of God is moving. Because God said, whatever I say, I will do. Whatever I do, I shall see. Whatever I created in heavens and earth, it shall be created. No one can charge God. God can charge you, but you can't charge him. God can tell you when to go and not to go, when to turn around and not to turn around, because he has the power of you. God bless you. God keep you. You are in my prayers.
Amen. Wow. Woo! Glory to God. You're the most fire.
Mighty word.
power of God. Hallelujah. He broke that thing now. Hey, he broke that thing now. Hallelujah. Fool came here. He said God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. Everything that God made, hallelujah, was made because all he had to do is speak it. Ah, oh, isn't that powerful? When you can just speak and the atmosphere change. When you can just speak and you see the supernatural. When you can just speak and turnaround happens in your life. When you can just decree and declare and know that God's got your back. Oh, God, I bless you today. Thank God for this young man. Hallelujah. He said, a child shall lead them. Don't ever discard what God is doing. Hallelujah. He used a donkey to speak to a man. Saved his life. Ah, yeah. Don't tell me he can't use a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy. Ah, God. Woo, God. It was a boy that gave Jesus the fish and the loaves. Ah, yeah. Where he was able to feed 5,000. Glory to God. It was a boy named Samuel that God spoke to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And gave him a command. Hey, and he became one of the greatest it was a boy, hallelujah, that stood before Goliath. Hallelujah. A young boy named David stood before Goliath. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm going to take what's in my hand. I'm going to use what God told me to use. God gave David the wisdom to take that slingshot and those five rocks, but he didn't need all five, only needed the one. Oh, you better watch God today. That was a word, Prophet Chaz. Hey, you're the Messiah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm encouraged today. The power of God. Hallelujah. Been going. Hey, you're the Messiah. Been going through, but I'm rejoicing because guess what? Even in my test, even in my trial, I knew God was going to see me through it. Hey, you know the Messiah. He wouldn't be the God that I serve if he didn't come to my rescue. He's obligated to us, people of God. God is obligated to us. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord today. Ah, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not going to stay on this line today. We came in, and we're getting right out. Hallelujah. I mean, we were in transition. On my way to pick up my car, been out of my, without transportation for quite some time, but God bless. What the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for my good. Hallelujah. So I bless him. I see Pastor Glory on the line. Hallelujah. I've been telling you all week and last week. Remember Pastor Gloria. She's celebrating 10 years. Man, I tell you, that's a long time to be pastoring and shepherding a people. Glory to God. 10 years, and I celebrate her and her husband. I celebrate the sons and daughters of promise. Amen. We are the sons and daughters of promise. Amen. So continue to pray for Prophet Pastor Gloria. Amen. She is a prophet. Ah, you don't know Shaya. Oh yes, she is. She's all of that. Amen. So be praying this weekend. And if those of you that's able to sow a seed, amen, you can go to our ministry page at SDOP.org, I believe it is, or you can go to her Facebook page and Twitter page, and you can see that information, amen, but I'm going to let her come on right now, hallelujah, I love this woman of God, she's been a blessing in my life and my family life, ah, glory to God, so we bless the Lord for her, yeah, no more shy, hallelujah, the thing is turning, don't look like it's going to open up, Pastor Gloria. Glory to God, I'm using my phone today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, somebody said they couldn't get through. I don't know what happened. The show was not canceled today at all. Amen. So I'm going to, glory to God. This thing is not opening up. Pastor Gloria, can you hear me? Okay, it's not opening. Amen. But nevertheless, Pastor Gloria is celebrating a 10-year anniversary this Friday. Tomorrow, Pastor R.C. Blakes will be speaking at 7:30, and on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., yours truly will be ministering there at Sons and Daughters of Promise. The address is 4501 Dalman Road. That's here in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Support this woman of God. You talking about a prayer warrior, an intercessor, and I don't care who you are. If you in need of prayer, you can always count on Pastor Gloria. She will certainly pray you through. Amen. So we just bless the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. We're going to go back and have Pastor. We thank God for Sister Robin. I tell you, I want you all to keep Sister Robin in your prayers. Just been such a beautiful, beautiful, gracious woman of God. And I tell you, she has been a blessing to me and my family. Amen. Just today, just taking me here and there. And I tell you, just kind with a kind and meek spirit. And so continue to pray for Sister Robin Knox. Amen. Continue to pray for Prophet Chaz Bradford and his family. Amen. He will be there on Sunday, Pastor Gloria, so I want you to know that. Amen. So the Lord that made a way where I'll be able to drive a little bit. Glory to God. So we thank God for you all today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back on next week. Amen. On Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We're only on those 3 days in the week. You can go in and listen to these messages in the archives, and you'll be able to hear these messages in their entirety. We're going to go back. I see Minister Rosalind Burrell. She may be listening on the line live. Amen. She said the line won't dial up on my end, and Chaz was saying the same thing. So I think there's some problem with Blog Talk. Sister Leslie said the line keep on dropping offline. She said she wouldn't give up. Chaz was having the same problem with his phone. The phone just kept hanging up. So that's not on me, you all. That's on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I'm telling Minister Rosalind that we are online, and the Blog Talk is experiencing some difficulties, not us. All right, so God bless you. We are online, and Blog Talk is having difficulties. Okay, so God bless you all. I'm going to have Prophet Chaz. Sister Robin, would you like to say anything?
I'm blessed, and I thank God for all of his blessings and all of his riches in glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, thank God for Auntie Robin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go back to Prophet Chaz, and we're going to let him have the last say, and he can dismiss us with a word of prayer. Love you, Pastor Gloria.
Amen, amen. God is doing some things and some excellent experience in 2015. God is getting ready to do something in this season. May God continue to bless Blog Talk Radio and also SDOP Ministry. I'm praying for Pastor Gloria and her family and Blog Talk Radio. So, no further, I'm going to close us out with a word of prayer, and that will be all. Let's pray. Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I thank you for allowing me to bring a rhyming word, oh Father. Father, as we go forward, as we go to the next level, oh Father, Father, I pray that you send somebody in your ministry, oh Father, to do what you called them to do, oh Father. Father, we know that you're able to do all things, oh Father. You said if I can draw men unto thee, oh Father. Father, if you heal the blind, you can heal others, oh Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And I say amen. Let us not forget my ministry. You can go on Facebook and search my name, and you're going to see my ministry. So, no further than that, I want to thank God for you and may he continue to bless you and your ministry. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. God bless you.
Turn it off. No, I got my keys in it. Don't get out the car, yeah.
I'm about to get out.
No, for what? Right, give me
something
to drink. Just
some.
No, you don't. You just had whatever you had. Just stay in the car. But you come in out and you want something. You don't want nothing in here.